As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com.
You can specifically ask Archangel Jophiel just in the moment, right? Just ask, please, please help me shift my mindset from negative to positive and hold more positive thoughts. That's it. And I can't tell you the difference that I have seen when I just stop and do that, when I can see myself sort of spiraling, or when I see myself getting caught up in emotion or whatever might be going on, or where I'm just sort of going into, oh my God, everything is wrong and everything is miserable, right? So that's another quick thing that I always tell people, like, you can ask for help with anything, even your mindset.
Hello, hello, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And I am thrilled to introduce our guest today, Tammy Mastrobert, a best-selling author, and she's a teacher on a mission to guide us towards thriving and manifesting our dreams effortlessly. Tammy's upcoming book, The Higher Help Method, Stop Trying to Manifest and Let the Universe Guide You. It's just a sweet beacon of wisdom. In her powerful guide, Tammy shares practical yet also profoundly spiritual tools that are rooted in meditation and mindset shifts, which empowers us to break free from limitations passions and live the most fulfilling lives imaginable. So throughout this conversation with Tammy, I really enjoyed it because she would shed light on a variety of topics that I was curious about, like protecting our energy from emotional contagion or shifting mindsets to overcome stagnation or harnessing the power of meditation through her innovative 60-second retreats at home whenever you want to do it. And then also tapping into intuition for wise decision making. So I hope that you enjoy this episode as we explore Tammy's expertise, perhaps even help us gain some clarity. So enjoy it. And with all that being said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Tammy Masterbert.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So what is lighting you up most in this season of your life?
What is lighting me up most? Oh my gosh. This is going to sound cliche, but I'm honestly really excited about this new book and I'm excited about the teachings. And I had this excitement when I was writing it and I've been waiting, you know, publishing takes forever. So this time last year I was writing it and now I am just having a blast talking about it to everyone. And it's just been, it's just been so much fun. And I've always loved to teach, whether like, I'm the type of person that gets excited when I figure something out. And then I have to tell everybody, whether it's like a good shampoo or like a good serum for anti-aging or something, right? Like I'm just the type of person who loves like, hey, I figured this out, try this. And so that just spills over into the work that I do, I think.
I can totally see that. You seem so passionate, excited. And I'm going to have to know about your anti-aging serum.
Yeah.
Also, you have, I mean, you are excited about it. Look, you have your book as a poster in the background.
Yes.
Fire Help Method. So we will definitely talk about that. But I want to hear about you and what brought you to writing this book and also becoming a teacher and a guide in a variety of ways.
Yes. So for me, I always say, I feel like when you embark on a spiritual path, right, it's usually different than what you grew up with, the background you grew up with. I grew up Catholic. A lot of people grow up in a certain belief system. And it's often, I call it the three D's. So there's a death, a divorce, or a breakup, or a diagnosis of some sort that often finds people branching off and searching for more. And so for me, it was the death of my mother. I was 22 years old and she died suddenly of a brain aneurysm 3 days after Christmas. And that completely rocked me. And looking back, I know there was a purpose for it, right? And oftentimes it's in looking back that we can find meaning and purpose in things, because that set me off on the path that I'm on today. And I probably wouldn't be here with you today had that not happened. But I think it was really her death. And then my sister and I going to a medium probably about 10 months after she died. And this was back in, we went to the medium in 2000. And so this was before mediumship was normal. There was mediums on television. People knew about it. So when we went, it was kind of like, oh, there's this one guy in the world who has this ability and this is so cool. And I'd never heard of it. And so we went to this guy. His name was George Anderson. I think he's still practicing today.
He's going to have a lot of clients now.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So he, I mean, and this was before virtual stuff, too, right? So we had to drive to a hotel in Long Island and sat in a conference room with him. And he allowed us to record the session. And I walked out of that session, like, in shock. And it was like, I can never look at life the same way again, because he just proved to me that my mother not only has her soul and her spirit lived on, but she's seeing everything that's going on. She knows thoughts that are in my head that I haven't expressed. And so I need to understand this. I need to delve more into this. I need to understand the entire universe. So I always tell people that, like, my mother's death is, you know, in her death, she taught me the truth about life. And that's how I feel. And I feel like it was that moment and those key things of going to the medium and opening myself up and shooting me on this path that really brought me to where I am now.
Wow. Wow. That would definitely shift somebody. And I know several people decided to, you know, embark on some sort of journey to discover the universe after a death.
Yes.
And perhaps it's because, perhaps, I don't know, but I'm just assuming that maybe it's because your mom really wanted you to see life and this way and have this perspective to bring you more lightness. It's
Oh,
possible.
yes. Oh, yes. I 100% believe that this was supposed to happen, that I am doing what I meant, what I came here to do. And I know that her death was a part of that. I feel like it was contracted. It was what we were supposed to go through. It was what I needed to go through in
Yeah.
order to learn the things that I have learned in my unique way and then teach it to other people. So I 100% agree.
That's such a beautiful way of seeing it, especially for people that might be dealing with grief right now. Perhaps, maybe, just there will be some light or understanding with
Yes,
this.
yes.
So your book, The Higher Help Method, it offers
Yes.
practical yet spiritual tools, of course, for creating a fulfilling life. Can you tell us more about this book, the inspiration behind this book? What, well, I have an idea what sparked it, but what can the readers expect to gain from it?
Yes. So my first book that I wrote is called The Universe Is Talking to You, and that was really to help people open up to the way the universe communicates with us. And when I say universe, I mean angels, guides, loved ones who have passed on. And so that was really kind of helping people open up to the signs and the synchronicities that the universe sends to us every day to guide us, to help us, to let us know we're not alone. And so this book really kind of is the second half of that, because this book is not only obviously working with the universe and getting those signs, but it's really about how do we partner with the universe? How do we work together and have two-way communication, right? Consciously talking to the universe and then receiving those signs in order to help us manifest the things that we want to desire, solve any problem that we might have, find solutions, make decisions, right? We were never meant to do anything
Yeah.
on our own. We have such energy and so many what I call higher helpers available to us. So this book actually, unbeknownst to me, I started creating this method back in like 2010 because I was struggling. So, and that happens so much. I think a lot of teachers kind of go through their own stuff and then they birth these things. And so I had actually left my job, which was I was a full-time executive editor at a magazine, and I really just wanted to start my own business. I wanted to do my own thing. And so at the time, I had started an online spiritual magazine, and it wasn't growing as quickly as I wanted it to grow. My health was not in a great place. I hadn't been in a relationship in a long time. So there were, I think a lot of people find themselves stuck in more than one area, right? It just kind of snowballs. And so I was in that place. And I thought, I really just want this business to take off, and I want to know what do I need to do, and what should I be focusing on, and how can I bring in more money and grow this, because it's my passion, it's what I love. Again, not having any idea that that magazine would eventually just go into me writing books and teaching myself. And so I sat down, it was at my meditation space, and I sat down and I finished a meditation and I went back to my Catholic roots, where my mother would always say, you have to ask for help. Have to ask for guidance, say a prayer to this saint or this master or whomever. And so I said, I just have to call in help. I can't do this by myself. So I created a prayer for myself. And I just called in my collective angels, my guides, my loved ones who were on the other side. And I said, here's what I'm trying to do. I know that I'm meant to be on this path. I know that I'm in the right place. I just need help moving forward and making things happen faster. And I'm just not able to figure it out on my own. And so I just sort of said the prayer. I asked for, and I always tell people, don't just ask for help, ask for the universe, your angels, your guides, to send you the signs and the synchronicities and help you notice them so you can then take action and know which way to go. And that's really the prayer. It was a basic prayer. I called it my morning prayer. It's in the Universe Is Talking to You book. It's actually available for free on my website. And so I just started there. And I started saying this prayer every day after my meditation. And then all of the sudden, within, I would say, 10 days to 2 weeks, something around that, things started dropping in. And you know, it was kind of like one synchronicity, one breadcrumb after the next that the universe started dropping. And I wound up signing up for an online summit, which was about prosperity. But soon after watching it, I realized this isn't just about me increasing my prosperity. This is a really awesome format that maybe I can replicate and do a summit for my magazine. And so I decided, hey, maybe this is what I'm going to do. And then the universe dropped in this woman into my life that I discovered who was like, oh, hey, I can help you. Charged me nothing and helped me
Wow.
and gave me all this advice. I just called her. Literally, I called her because I was going to work with someone that I knew she had worked with before. And so when I reached out to her, she's like, no, don't work with this person. I'm going to help you because this person is not great. And she wound up helping me do this whole summit. And within 3 months, and this was back in, I think it had to have been 2010, somewhere around that area. Within 3 months, I brought in more money than I had brought in since I started my business
Wow.
back in like 2008. And it was like, whoa, like, what did I unlock? Right? Like, what happened? And how, you know, this is so crazy. This is so magical. How, you know, all I did was ask for help. Right? So over the years, I started bringing it, learning new tools, bringing them in, putting them together, working them together. And that's how I wound up creating the Higher Help Method. But again, I had no idea what I was creating in the beginning. It was just like, man, I need help. Let me ask for it.
Wow. So first of all, this was very captivating, but I'm picturing you stuck, which we all find ourselves in that place from time to time.
Oh, yes.
And you simply reached out to your guides and they sent you the signs and synchronicities. And through that, you collected more tools to help others get unstuck,
Yes.
right? That's
Yes.
beautiful. So, okay, could you share some other common mindset traps that contribute to this, feeling of stagnation that we all experience?
I think one of the biggest things that keeps us stuck, and there's a tool to shift it, is we when we're stuck in something, the thing that we are most looking at is the reality that we're in, and that is what's keeping us stuck. And that is why we're stuck. And that is complaining about the fact that we're stuck. And that is focusing on why is this not working yet? Why don't I have the money I want? Why do I still not have the job? And it's normal because your brain is looking at, hey, this is my reality and I don't like this. And so you're focused on that. And that's going to keep you stuck, right? That's going to
Yep.
keep you focused on what you don't want to create. So one of the spiritual tools, actually there's it, the Higher Help Method is 4 steps. The second step is asking the universe for help. Prayer is one of those tools. Another tool is called focused gratitude. So to shift your mindset, everybody talks about gratitude. Gratitude is amazing. Be grateful for every area of your life. If you want to do a general gratitude practice, nothing better to shift your energy and boost your vibration and put you in alignment. However, what I have found is if you can focus your gratitude on the areas that you are stuck, that will shift your mindset to start looking at what is going right rather than what is going wrong. So maybe you want more money in your life. Abundance is the biggest one. Everybody's like, I just don't have any money, and all I'm doing is looking at my $3 left in my checking account, or you know, the bills that are coming to my house. And how can you tell me that I'm supposed to be grateful for abundance, Tammy, when I have none, right? And so I tell people, you are more abundant than you think. Open your closet. How many pairs? This is for women. How many pairs of leggings do you have? How many pairs of shoes do you have? Open your refrigerator. How many types of condiments do you have in your refrigerator, right? I mean, do you have more than one type of mustard? All of that is signs of abundance, of the fact that you do have money, right? So be grateful. Gifts that people gave to you, that's abundance. You didn't even have to put the money out for it, right? But that's worth something. So if you can start focusing on, I call it looking for the good. If you can start look for the good and focus your gratitude, especially in those areas that you are stuck, not only are you shifting your energy into a better place where you are now more open to even seeing signs that are coming in, but you are shifting yourself and you are communicating to the universe, hey, look at all of this stuff I have, send me more. I have so much. And we can do that in any area of our life. So I think one of the biggest mindset things, and it's normal, is we're so focused on what's going wrong that we need to consciously start training our mind to look for what's going right. My husband and I have a gratitude practice that we started years ago, and every night, even if he's working on the night shift, every night we will say at least three things that we're grateful for. Usually we try to go with something that happened that day. So like, thank you for feeding our goats, right? Because we have goats here. That I appreciate you for buying dinner tonight, or I appreciate you for taking, the recycling down the driveway. Whatever it might be, right?
For
What it
each
could be anything
other.
for each other. Yes. Yeah.
That's
So we started
special.
doing that years ago for each other, and we always come up with more than three things, right? So, but what happens is you're now training your brain instead of to focus on what's going wrong. You're now training your brain to look for, oh my gosh, look at these things that are going right. Look at these things that I'm grateful for. And it creates new neural pathways, and it retrains you to shift out of that negativity bias that the brain tends to have. So that's one, I think, one of the biggest mindset shifts that we can do that then also shifts our energy so we can open up to some of these signs that are coming through to us.
I totally agree because I mean, I've noticed myself, and it's also there's waves, there's momentums where we might spiral and we just see the negative. I've been in that place many times and I know better. I know to practice gratitude. I know to
Yes.
be, and a lot of times we know better but don't always do better. So I do give myself grace and to quote unquote snap out of this space. I do exactly what you talk about, but I look at, my family. I have so much love in my family and my dog. And it really does start to shift your mindset. And
Oh,
then
yes.
it's wild what beautiful things are around you. You're like, oh yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. Certain
Yeah.
areas of my life will be better, but I'm fine.
Right. Yes. And another quick trick that I can tell you, that really goes along with the higher help method. I believe we can ask for help with anything, right? Big, small, doesn't matter. You need a parking spot, or you need like help with a health issue. It doesn't matter. But one of the biggest things that I do for my mindset, and I do this often because we all, will get triggered by someone or aggravated, or something will shift us during the day, and now we're kind of falling into that negative space. I will call in one of the higher helpers that I will call in is Archangel Jophiel, and Archangel Jophiel is the angel of beauty. And you can specifically ask Archangel Jophiel just in the moment, right? Just ask, please, please help me shift my mindset from negative to positive and hold more positive thoughts. That's it. You can just
Yeah.
do that. And I can't tell you the difference that I have seen when I just stop and do that, when I can see myself sort of spiraling, or when I see myself getting caught up in emotion or whatever might be going on, or where I'm just sort of going into, oh my God, everything is wrong and everything is miserable, right? So
Yeah.
it's like, so that's another quick thing that I always tell people, like you can ask for help with anything, even your mindset.
Yeah. I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. Clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive, hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSE Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
So step two is asking the universe for help. Step one, which comes before, is you need to know what you want to ask the universe for help with, right? So step one is clarity and intention. Mm-hmm. And so many people, and I'm so guilty of this myself, is we think, you know, I'm miserable with the way things are. I just want things to get better. But we don't clarify what it is that you actually, what do you want? Like, what actually do you want to change? What would you like to see? And you don't have to get super duper specific. The way that I tell people to do it is ask yourself, like, let's say you're stuck around your job. What is it that I don't like about my job? What is it that I don't like about this situation? Most people can list out forever all the things they don't like, right? So that's mm-hmm. where you start. Then you ask yourself, well, what would I like to see or experience instead of that? What would I like to see or experience instead of that? Well, maybe you would like to work with a boss who values you, who you get along with. Maybe you would like to not have to have as long of a commute. Maybe you'd like to make more money. Maybe you'd like to shift into a completely different career. Maybe you just want to get up in the morning, and you can start here with clarity. You just want to get up in the morning and be excited about the work that you are doing. And like, you would do it even if you didn't get paid for it, right?
Yeah.
So if you can get a little bit of clarity and then set the intention that this is what I'd like to create before you ask the universe for help in creating it, this is what I'd like to create. And always, always, always ask for what you want or something better. We have to let go, right? And allow the universe to guide us, because the universe, spirit, source, whatever you call it, angels, guides, it's all encompassing, knows and sees way more than we do. So our conscious mind thinks maybe we want X, Y, and Z, but the universe is like, but you didn't see ABC over here, and that's going to be so much better. But if we're only focused on, I just want this job, or I just want to work at this company, or I just want a guy who's 6 foot tall, or whatever it might be, right? If we're just saying like, this is what I want, you're going to completely block out and miss the signs that the universe is sending you to something so much better. And then you're wondering, like, I just don't understand why I can't find this 6 foot guy. And maybe there's somebody who's 5'11" who's amazing, right? And you're just ignoring it because you're like, that's not what I'm looking for. So you always have to let the universe take the reins and say, please help me create this or something better, because I don't think anybody would turn down something better.
There's so many reasons why that is such an important. I'm glad that you're emphasizing that. That's such an important part of this process and this method. When I journal and I'm asking for something, I definitely always say, and something better. That's something that I
Yes.
learned probably 6 years ago. And
Yes.
I think it's great to have a destination in mind, or a just a dream, something you want to manifest.
Yes.
So, there's an idea, but then I've noticed that when I am asking for something, there is something or someone who is better than what I ever pictured and imagined that the
Oh,
universe brings.
yes.
It's beautiful. It's also, I just think some things are in contract, right? And so
Oh,
perhaps
yes.
you're asking for this person, but there's already a soulmate for you, for example, right?
Correct. That's why
So
I always tell people, like, think back to to relationships you had where you were like so distraught that it didn't work out because this was your person and this is who you were supposed to be with. And oh my God, how could I not spend the rest of my life with this person? I don't understand. And then now look at where you are now with maybe the person that you're supposed to be with, and you're like, oh my God, what was I thinking? Like, I want nothing to do with this person.
yeah.
Like, what was I even thinking? So we can't always trust what we want, because oftentimes what we want is small thinking, number one. And number two, sometimes what we want is actually not what is best for us and what will make us even happier. And that's when you have to sort of let go and allow the universe to take over and trust that it's leading, that it's going to lead you in the right direction, and that that right person at that right time, that's where sort of divine timing comes into play. Because I always say, like, it's not your timing, it's the universe's timing. You have to trust that. And you always get answers, but they don't always come in the time frame you want, and they don't always come in the exact way that you expect them to come, which is why you have to have that little bit of surrender and openness for the universe to really surprise you.
100%. And that's why I feel like practicing the art of not an attachment for a variety of things helps so much with
Yes.
this. So, step three was, do you mind
Okay, so
remembering?
step three is actually all about shifting your energy.
Okay.
So once you have gotten clear on what you want and you've set your intention, and now you're actively asking the universe for help, and there's many different tools in that that I share, including prayer, crystals, focused gratitude, rituals. I'm
Oh.
a big ritual person. So all of that is like pieces of asking the universe for help. Now you've sort of set things in motion. The universe is now moving all the puzzle pieces around, putting you in the right place at the right time with the person who can help you or whatever it might be, right? And it's working for you. Now what you need to do is manage and shift your own energy, right? So focused gratitude is a twofer, because you're asking the universe for help and you're shifting your energy at the same time. But there's a variety of tools we can use to shift our energy, not just in that morning meditation, right? But throughout the day, because as we're going throughout the day, stuff happens. You know, crap comes at us, people annoy us. We hear about, we get aggravated at work, things don't go the right way, we get stuck in traffic, somebody honks at us, whatever, right? There's a million things that happen to us throughout the day. So you want to shift your energy throughout the day, number one, because you want to stay in alignment and you want to stay at a higher vibration, because now you're creating from a higher place. But number two, you want to shift your energy into that present moment and that feel-good space, so you can notice the signs and the synchronistic experiences that are coming in to guide you. So many people who say to me, like, oh, I don't get, I didn't, I never get a sign, or I never know what's going on. And I'm like, well, how chaotic is your life? How much are you focused on the past or the future and not sort of in the present? Have you done things throughout the day to shift your energy into a better feeling place? Because those signs, those breadcrumbs from the universe, that path that's lighting up before you, that's happening in the present moment. So if you're not noticing that you heard about the same book from three different people in a month, like, that's the universe saying, get the book. right?
Yeah.
Or go to the or try this healing modality, or because if you keep hearing something over and over again, that's the way the universe is trying to get in, and you have to shift your energy to allow that to come in.
Yeah.
So shifting your energy is, there's so many different tools. The easiest one that I tell people that anybody can do is what I call a 60-second retreat. 60 seconds. Everybody has 60 seconds. Especially, this is especially good for people who struggle with meditation or they feel like they're not a meditator. They can't sit for that long. If you can do 60-second retreats throughout the day where you just stop what you're doing, you close your eyes, and for 60 seconds, you kind of drop your shoulders and you repeat a mantra. I like the word release because I feel like it releases stress from your body. You can say, I am safe. You can say, I am well. I am connected. Let go. Whatever it might be, for 60 seconds, you can set a timer on your phone. By the time you're done with that 60 seconds, you have calmed everything down. You have
Yeah.
let go of some of that stress and you're now back into the present moment, and then go continue doing whatever it is that you're doing. But you're shifting your energy back into that more positive space throughout the day. So that's one of the simple tools around shifting your energy, but it's so key to not just manifesting, but the biggest thing is opening up to the guidance that's coming through, that the universe is helping you to get to where you want or something better. You have to be open to that guidance and being pay, you know, being in a state to be able to pay attention and notice it when it's happening. And don't worry, because again, the universe uses repetition. So if you don't get it the first time or the second time, it'll keep bringing it around.
Yeah, and you'll finally see it. Hopefully, you'll finally see it.
Yes.
I like that 60-second retreat. That's very sweet.
Yes.
Also, okay, so I have one simple question, a little more complicated question when it comes to this realm of synchronicities and signs.
Yes.
So, for example, numbers, you see 444, 333, or, I recently got an airplane ticket. It was just the 33rd spot. The 33rd seat, and then I was seeing 33 everywhere, just little things like that, where I see my birthday 819 all over, I see 444 all over. Everybody does, like, has their numbers
Yes.
1111, whatever it is. So that is that just simply, in your opinion, just a sign, like, okay, you're on the right track, or what, how is that guiding you somewhere? Does that make sense?
So, yes. So what I find with numbers, a couple of different things. So yes, the 333, when we look at the clock, well, you know, oh, it's 333, it's 222, it's 1111. Oh, this is so exciting. It's 444. So if you just randomly one-off look at it, and you're not every day looking at 444, but you're just seeing those triple numbers, then I always say that's the universe. You know, sometimes it's giving me a specific sign and I can look up what that number is. Sometimes it's just my guides. You know, I'll just say hello, angels, hello,
Yeah.
guides. That's what, you know, I'll sort of say that. If I continue to see the same thing, like if you wake up at the same time in the middle of the night and look at, and this has happened to me, and look at the clock and it's the same time and you're like, why am I waking up at 4:50 every night? This is creepy, right? Or like, why am I seeing 33 all over for the past 2 days, or even random numbers, or you know, whatever it might be in terms of that, and it keeps happening. I always say, look up the meaning, the metaphysical meaning of the number. So I have done it in my car where I will grab my phone and Google what is the metaphysical meaning of blah blah blah. Oftentimes it has a specific message for something that I'm going through at that time, and that's why I'm seeing it. It happened to me when I kept waking up in the middle of the night at the same time. I was like, what is going on? This has been like 5 nights. Tammy, you have to look up this number. So I looked up the number. I got the message, never woke up at that time again. So it's sort of like the universe will use these numbers that you keep seeing. Now, when I find with birth dates, oftentimes, not always, because if you keep seeing your birth date, I would say look up the number. But I find a lot of times that's loved ones trying to get our attention. Because they're using something that we know. My mother uses her birth date to get through to me. So she was born May 9th. So I will always see like 0509 or 059. Years ago, I had a cordless phone, this is years ago, on my bedroom floor. And I walked in and accidentally stepped on the phone. And I was like, oh, why did I leave the phone on the floor? And I picked it up and my foot dialed 0509.
Oh,
And I
wow.
thought, oh my gosh, right? And I got chills and I was like, oh my gosh, I know that's my mother. So oftentimes with birth dates, I always feel like it's somebody on the other side trying to get through to you. Especially they will use their own birth date. They will use their own name, where you'll be randomly somewhere and someone will yell their name out. And I always say that's them saying hello. So that's sort of how I look at numbers. But if you're seeing a number over and over again, you have to stop and look it up, because every time I've ever done it, it's always been a very poignant message for me and what I need to hear at that time. And then I stop seeing the number.
This is a more complicated question. I think that the looking up the number, great, that's great advice. But also, let's say you just know you need to listen. This is why it's a complicated question, because I don't know how to ask it. But how do you listen? Like, I see 0819, I'm like, okay, I know this is some sort of message, but what? And I look it up, I'm like, that doesn't resonate. What is it? How do you listen, if that makes sense? See, that's a complicated
Right.
question.
How do you listen? Like, if you know you're getting a message and you want to know what the message is,
Yeah. And it might
one
not
of
even
the.
be numbers. It might be something else. But how do you
Right.
listen?
Yes. Right. Okay. So one of the ways that, or one of the things that I teach, and one of the things that I do in my life all the time when I'm trying to get messages and understand something, there's two different tools that I use for that. Number one, I will use oracle cards. And I will say to the universe, listen, I don't, something's going on. What are you trying to tell me? Please use these cards and let me know, what do I most need to know about this? And pull the cards. So that's again a tool, whether it's tarot cards or oracle cards, whatever, affirmation cards, whatever you feel good with. The universe will use that as a tool to help you tune in. It's like the best, it's one of the best tools to help you tune in to what you most need. And that's how I always phrase it, is like, what do I need to know about this? What do I most need to know about this situation in my life, or this number that keeps popping up, or whatever. The second way that I like to do it is something called automatic writing. And I kind of guide people through this. And again, everything I do calls in higher helpers. So I actually have a prayer called opening the channel prayer, which I believe is in the higher help method also, under the spiritual connection chapter. And so what I do is I call in Archangel Christine, who governs the crown chakra and higher dimensions. I will call in Holy Amethyst, who is the third eye chakra. I will call in Archangel Gabriel, because that's, Archangel Gabriel is the communication. He's the guy that helps you sort of communicate. And so if I'm doing automatic writing, I want the messages to come through and flow onto the paper. So I will sort of call in all of these higher helpers, and then I will literally sit with a pen and paper, and anybody can do this. And just say, what do I most need to know right now about whatever it is you want to know about, something that keeps popping up? Maybe you're trying to solve a problem in your life and you're like, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do with this. Please guide me. What do I most need to know right now? You know what I need to know more than I do. And then I just start writing. I most need to know whatever comes into my mind, even if it makes no sense. I don't stop. I don't edit it. I don't think about it. I just keep going. And anytime I feel like I've gotten stuck, I will close my eyes. I take a deep breath and I say, what else do I need to know? I need to know. You would be amazed at the information that comes through you, especially when you've called in those higher helpers to sort of open up the channels for you. You would be amazed at the information and the insight that can come through just that exercise alone. But that, I think, and oracle cards are my go-tos if I really feel like I can't understand. I need a tangible tool to get this information through.
With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today.
Step four is the final step, and that is receiving the guidance, receiving the signs, and taking action on those signs. So receiving the signs, I talk all about how the universe communicate. So it's through ideas that just pop into our head. It's through signs that come through. Maybe, again, hearing the name of a book over and over again, or, you know, you're feeling very lonely and, you know, you're looking for your partner and you're walking through a park and then you see on the ground in chalk, you are not alone, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, I have chill. So the universe communicates with us through these one-off signs, but then also through synchronistic experiences. And synchronicity is always two or more events or circumstances that are somehow meaningfully connected. And oftentimes those synchronicities are breadcrumbs, right? So you can connect the dots and see, oh, this brought me to here, brought me to here, brought me to here. I can see that's synchronistic. Sometimes it is something where the universe is trying to wake you up to something that you didn't even know about. So again, when you hear, when you sort of see things repeating in your life, or when you think like, why does this keep popping up to me? But it's usually two or more. And the biggest one is that connecting the dots of, like, for me, my mother's death led me to the medium, led me to exploring. I can go on and on. Led me to Dr. Wayne Dyer, who led me to the Chopra Center, who led me to learn meditation for the first time. Like, it just goes on and on. And then Deepak Chopra wound up the first interview of my magazine that I launched, right? And I had no idea at the time that going to an event, you know, at his center would then wind up connecting me to that. So that's how synchronicity works. So it's about opening up to some of these signs, trusting these signs. And the biggest piece of this is taking action. And so many people, and I get this too because I'm the same way, so many people are afraid to take action because you don't want to take the wrong action. What if I make the wrong decision? What if I go in the completely wrong direction and screw my entire life up? I'm going to just do nothing and wait and see what happens, right? If you do nothing and wait and see what happens, the universe can't continue to guide you forward because you're not moving. You're not moving forward. And yeah, the best part about action that I have found, because the universe is always guiding us and directing us, and the universe is also always redirecting us. So you really can't mess it up. You can't take a quote unquote wrong action, because if you go to the right, and maybe you were supposed to continue straight, but you go to the right, the universe will put up a roadblock. The universe will dangle something to the left to get you back on the straight path. Mm-hmm. And it happens mm-hmm. all the time. Sometimes we just think like, why am I being denied this? Why did this door shut? Why did I not get this job? Why does this person not like me? And you're thinking like, I don't understand. And the universe is going, nope, roadblock. We're redirecting mm-hmm. you to where you need to go, right? Oh, you mm-hmm. got fired because there's a job over here. So it's like, it's really just, you can't mess it up. I promise you. And I know it's scary to make decisions, but I have found so many times in my life where I've made a decision and maybe it wasn't the best one. Maybe I could have gone another way, but something will happen to get me to that other way. And so, but you have to take the action or you're not going to move forward, and the universe can't keep dropping those breadcrumbs. So yeah, it's super important. And that's why when we ask the universe for help in step two, we say, please send me the signs, the synchronicities, the opportunities, the resources, the people who can help me. Help me recognize them when they come and help me take action on them. You're literally asking, it covers everything. You're asking for the signs, you want help noticing them because you don't want to miss them. And then you want help taking action on them so that the universe can continue to guide you forward. And so that, you know, that, I mean, it takes me way longer to explain the method than what it actually is, but it can be applied to, like I said, whether you're trying to manifest something, you're trying to make a decision, you're trying to find a solution in the moment. You can use these different tools of asking the universe for help, sometimes alone, sometimes in conjunction, to get the assistance that you need. And it just makes life easier. It makes manifesting easier because now it's not all on your shoulders, right? It's not all up to you. And we wind up beating ourselves up for like, I must not be doing it right. I must be screwing something up. So and so is doing well. So what am I doing wrong? And it's like, well, you're doing it by yourself and it's co-creation, right? So you don't need to do it by yourself. You can have this all-powerful guide that can take the reins, and you just have to follow the signs, shift your energy. It's not that you're not doing the manifesting, you're still doing it, but you're doing it with so much help that it makes the process easier, less stressful, and less exhausting.
Takes a lot off your shoulders to know that you're
Yes.
co-creating with higher helpers. Do you mind talking about, or at least naming, the higher helpers and what their purpose is? Because it sounds like you work a lot with archangels, so that might be one. But
Yes.
I'd like to hear all about the higher helpers that you know
Yes.
of.
So I have over the years been collecting lists of higher helpers by the category that they work in.
Amazing.
So just like in this life, right, we have people who specialize in different things. On the other side, there are people who specialize in different things. So there's archangels, there's ascended masters, there's goddesses, there's gods. I include saints in that because of my Catholic background, and I believe that when you are on the other side, there is no separation. There is no, you believe this and I believe this. And it's one, right? And so they don't care what your belief is here. They're available to help you. And so I include saints in that. I also go completely outside the box. And I believe, and I know it works because I've done it so many times in my life, and so have my students and clients, that you can call on anybody on the other side, whether you knew them or not. So, for example, I always say when I have a problem with any of my Apple equipment, I ask Steve Jobs to assist me. I ask Steve
Awesome.
Jobs to give me an idea, right? Like, why is this not working? Tell me what I'm not thinking of that I could be thinking of. I tell people if you're an actress and you're in comedy, why not ask Lucille Ball to assist you in an audition,
Yeah.
right? Like, and
Best.
another big one that everybody in the spiritual community knows, I'm sure, is Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's passed on. I called on him for writing this book, right? Because he was a writer, but you can call on him for mindset, for manifestation, for anything, for opening yourself up to love, for forgiveness. I've had so many students come to me with the most unique situations where they're like, well, you told me I could call on anyone. So I called on this person and that person. And I couldn't believe the answer came to me. And it was so easy. Why have I not been doing this? And I'm like, I've tested it. I'm telling you, you can call on anyone that has gone over to the other side because they are a very different being on the other side than maybe they were here. And so yes, there's the higher helpers that are angels and goddesses and all of that. But I include everybody. And so I've been creating these lists and I put them in the book. The second half of the book is literally just tools that you can start using now based on life area. So there's higher helpers for money and
Cool.
abundance. There's higher helpers for physical healing, for relationships, for career and purpose, et cetera, parenting, all of that. So
Amazing.
I just kind of compiled all these lists and put them in the book along with in those sections are like customized prayers, specific crystals for that life area, specific focused gratitude exercises, and specific rituals, because all of that can be used either alone or in conjunction to use this higher help method to solve problems, manifest, etc.
Do you mind sharing one ritual?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different ones. Okay, so for abundance, if you're
Yeah.
looking for, because I think everybody who doesn't want more abundance, I think if you're looking for money quickly, one of the people that I call on, I always call on Goddess Lakshmi because she is the Hindu goddess of prosperity and abundance. And what I love about Goddess Lakshmi also is that you can call on her not just to create prosperity, but to ease some of your worries around it if you're someone who's like worried about money or worried about debt. But another person that I would call in, now you can combine the two of them together, but the biggest one that I would call in if you're looking for like a quick infusion of money that you need for something would be a saint called Saint Expedite. So you can actually
I'm
call
writing
him.
this down.
You gotta
Saint
write it down.
Expedite.
You can call him in for money as well as health, by the way, as like for like a quick intercession. But one of the most simple things you can do is set an intention, you know, get clear on what you want, set the intention, write that intention down in the present moment, and put it fold it up, and then light a candle or use a flameless candle. Everybody has flameless candles now. And I like to get a single stone. So you could do pyrite, you could do citrine, you could do like green jade, whatever kind of work, you know, whatever works for you. There's a lot of different abundance crystals, which I list in the book. And put that over the intention that you set, and put like a dollar bill, a $5 bill. I always say if you can spare it, put a $20 bill there, right? Just for now, just for the ritual. And then call in his help every day for 9 days. I always go with my Catholic faith again was like a 9-day novena they would do, but I say just start it off for 9 days, and every day you're gonna go, you're gonna light that candle, you're gonna keep, you know, you're gonna clear the energy of the crystal, program that crystal to bring in prosperity and abundance quickly to you. You put the paper, the crystal, and the money underneath the crystal in front of the candle, and you call in Saint Expedite every day. You can also include Goddess Lakshmi and say, you know, here's what I need help with. Here's the particular thing that I'm trying to get money for. Here's how much I would like this or something better. And please send me the signs, the synchronicities, the people, the opportunities that I cannot see now in order to create this money. Please help me do it quickly. And please help me recognize these signs when they come in and take action on these signs to move forward. And you just do this every day. If it's a flameless candle, leave it on, you know, for the day and then shut it off at night. And just this is like a simple way. And you can do this in any area of your life where you would pick a crystal, you would put your intention. For the cash one, I always like to put a little cash there. And call in a specific higher helper for so many days in a row. I'm doing a ritual right now for my business. That's actually straight out of the book. I'm doing it myself. It's 40 days. And I create this crystal grid and I do the intention. And every day for 40 days, I say the prayer from the book that I created. And I've done this ritual before. I'm just redoing it because you can redo rituals. And it's for business growth. And every day for 40 days, I sit down in front of that and I say the prayer. The other thing that I teach in the book is there's something called the Feng Shui Bagua, which is kind of like this, the energy centers of your home. So it's broken up into nine energy centers from walking in the front door. Each center of your home, of these nine squares, represent a different area of your life. So depending on the area of life that you're working with, I would do the ritual in that area. So my career one, I do right at my front door because that's the career section. If you were doing something for money and abundance, when you're walking in your front door, it's the top left side of your house that is the money and abundance section. So that is where I would do that ritual because again, you're harnessing the energy for it.
Wow.
And I love rituals because they set your intention, because they call in the help, you keep it top of mind, and now you're looking for the signs, right? Because you're like, "Man, I'm doing this. Now I know they're coming. I'm going to be open to it." And it really just kind of puts all of these elements together to work for you.
I love it. I love rituals too. That's a great, beautiful ritual. And I never ever heard of the house piece, which is pretty interesting.
Yes, I have all that. I have the little feng shui map and everything in the higher help method, but you can Google it and look it up online and see sort of what sections of your house, like the right hand, all the way in the right is your relationship section. So love and marriage and all of that would be in that section. I always like to put rose quartz there, maybe a rose quartz heart, to kind of, you know,
When you're
influence that
facing the
energy.
house or facing outside the house,
No,
which
when
one?
you're walking up to your front door, like if you're coming
Oh,
home.
walking up. Okay, then the right
Yeah.
part. Okay,
Yes.
cool.
So if you're walking through your front door, that's when you kind of lay this nine box grid over the house. And it can actually be used in the same way per room. So every time you're walking into your room, you can lay the grid with it, with that door, and you could use it per room. You could even do it on your desktop at work.
Oh, I wonder what section I'm in the left part. Of my left top corner of my room right
So
now.
that, oh, that's money and abundance.
Oh,
Yeah,
perfect.
you got to put some money and abundance crystals
Yes.
around you.
I'm
Yeah.
I'm going to. That is the one area right now, so I am going
Yes.
to. Also, are you big on how it is said when you write down your intention? Like, let's say someone, for example, is like, I want to get out of debt. Do you think that there's something not so great about that wording because you are emphasizing the word debt? Because some people believe that how you phrase it is also powerful, where I personally think if you're being honest, that is the best way or however you connect with it the most. But what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so my thought is definitely you don't want to talk about getting out of debt because you're then focused on the debt, right?
Right.
So you want to create an intention that says, I have or I
Financial
am,
freedom.
right? Like I am financially free. I have, one that I love is I am joyfully creating money everywhere in my life right now. People love to give me money, right? So
Nice.
like that's one, And you can be specific. Like if you're trying to create a job, you can say, I am working at a job that pays me X amount or more every year or every month, that brings me joy, right? And it doesn't even have to be, you don't even have to know the specific job. If you know, if you like, I am working as a nurse doing da da da, or I'm working as a teacher or doctor or whatever. But I like putting it in the tense of you're either in the process of creating it or you have created it, because then you're focused on that good rather than I'm getting out of debt. Just feels more like the debt is there. You know what I mean? So, and again, it's about your energy and what the energy that you're putting out, and the energy of debt versus the energy of abundance. Two different things that you're sort of putting out, and it feels better to say like I am, creating X, Y, and Z in my life than I'm getting out of debt. Like it feels good to be getting out of debt, but it feels way better, you
To
know what I
say
mean,
a
in your
certain way.
body, right?
But let's say you're someone that, for some reason, if you're saying something that is not there yet, and so your being is like, it's not there yet. I'm going to say this because this is what I'm supposed to do, but it's not there yet. How do you say something to make you feel it feel more honest?
Well,
Does that make sense?
that's why yeah, totally makes sense. Because I see this is where I used to not like there's people that say like you need to say I have da 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 by X and X date and it's gonna do that and like put in a date on it and stuff. And I know that this works in the subconscious mind, and I know that there's people who teach it, and I put nothing against them because if it works for people, I think that's amazing. It never worked for me. It
Me too.
stressed me out,
Me
because like
too.
you said, now you're looking at, but I don't have it yet, and now that date is approaching, and oh my God. So that's why I like the I am creating, right? I am creating. I am
You can connect with
creating.
that.
Yeah, because you can connect that the fact that you're creating it. And the other thing that just came to my mind is that because sometimes we look at it and we think like it's not here yet, right? So even if we say I am creating, and then your subconscious mind or even your conscious mind goes, yeah, I might be creating it, but it's been 6 months and it's not here yet, right? One of the things that I find that helps me is I will ask the universe to give me a sign of reassurance that I'm still on the right path, that it's still listening to me, that I'm still getting there, that I not to give up. And so I have an exercise called assign a sign, but for this particular one, I say assign a sign of reassurance, meaning tell the universe, your angels, if you're working with a specific higher helper, give them a sign to use to let you know you're okay. It's going to be okay. We know it's not here yet, but I promise you keep trusting us. We hear you. And so you can just give them a sign and ask them to use it within the next few days and say, please use the sign of a red rose, or please use the sign of a blue butterfly, or please use the sign of,
A
a
hummingbird.
sunflower or a hummingbird,
Beautiful.
exactly, a squirrel, whatever you want to do, right? And just say, please, I just need to know that I'm on the right path, that it's still going, that I'm still doing well, that I'm still going to create this because I'm starting to doubt it. It's been way too long. I'm stressed out. And then when you get that sign of reassurance, you're so swept up in the magic of it. And you're like, oh my gosh, I asked for this sign and I can't believe it. And I do this with loved ones on the other side, pets that have passed. You can assign a sign. I've done it so many times with my pets. And so it just gives you that boost of like, okay, they're still on it. I'm still on it. I can keep going. I am creating this. And it again shifts your energy. So you're in that better place and more likely to be open to what is coming in.
So beautiful. Now, let's say there's a variety of things that you want to call in, but you just
Yes.
can't decide
Yes.
what you're working on one thing for 40 days, so you chose one thing, but you know.
Right. Yes, yeah. So what I tell people is with the method, and I spell this out in the book, I want you to pick one or two at the most areas where you are stuck and would like to focus
Amazing.
because you don't want to scatter your energy all over. How are you going to notice signs in 15 areas of your life that you're trying to do, right? And you're assigning all these different signs and you don't know what the heck is going on. You have to focus on one to two areas. The bonus of that, and I know this from my own life because I have been stuck in every area in the past, is that when you shift your energy and start things moving in one area, I promise you those other areas are going to start to improve because your energy is improving. So you're going to start carrying those areas with you. And then when things are start moving, and I'm like, you know, I'm good on the money front, or oh God, I got the job that I want. What else can I work on? Then you go back to the method, back to the book, back to the tools in the section that you're working on, and then you start working on the next one.
Yes.
And that's and it's really like I always say I wrote the book that I needed years ago, right? Like I wrote the book that I needed to be able to go to. I mean, I didn't know, obviously, I was creating all the tools back then, but it's like now I have this book where it's not I'm just going to read it and put it down and never read it again. It's like, oh, I'm stuck in this area. Let me go to the career section and pick a prayer or take the crystals or do whatever. And it's like this thing that you can go back to and rely on over and over in every area.
I love it. Now, I have this other question that's like, I feel like I've heard people say this, but nobody really answers this one question where I've sat here before and I've been like, okay, so they said a call on Saint Expedite, but how do I
Right.
call on him? How do I call on Arch Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel?
Yes.
How do we call them?
Yes. Okay. So I actually created a 5-step prayer formula. It's again, it's going to
Amazing.
take me longer to explain it than for you to do it. But what you're going to do is you're going to first call on what I call the collective, right? We all have groups of angels, of guides, of loved ones on the other side, and what I call our soul society. So, like everybody on the other side that's helping us, whether we are aware of them or not. So you're going to call them in first. So you're going to say, I'm calling in my angels, guides, loved ones who have passed on, all those in my soul society, only those of the highest of vibration to be with me now. Step two, you're going to explain what you need help with. Here's what I'm struggling with. Here's what I'm trying to achieve. Can you know, I'm really looking for your help and guidance with this. Then you're going to call in those specialized helpers. You're going to say, I also call in, you know, Saint Expedite, Goddess Lakshmi, Goddess Abundantia. You know, there's so many different people, maybe if you're talking about money, right? And you're going to call in all of these higher helpers and you're going to say, please work. A lot of times I'll say to them, you know, work together to help me to grow in this prosperity, to come up with the ideas that I need, to send me the signs and synchronicities. And you're going to kind of call in those individual people. And then you're always going to say, which I've said probably 5 times here so far, please send me the signs, synchronicities, ideas, opportunities, people, situations, resources, whatever you can think of. Please send me those signs and synchronicities, and please help me recognize them and act on them when they arrive. And then you're going to thank them. Thank you so much in advance for all of your help. Amen, or however you want to end it, namaste. I always say amen, just because it's sort of a prayer. And that's it. And that's how you're
I
going to
love
do it.
it.
So you start with the collective, you call, you know, you say what you need help with, you call in the special guys, you ask for help in noticing and acting, and then you say thank you. And that's
Wonderful.
it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to cover before I ask you the last question?
Is there anything else I'd like to cover? I think I've covered so much. I don't know if there's anything else specific. You've asked so many good questions.
I also created a whole list of different questions and I didn't even read most of them.
Oh
So,
my gosh, yeah.
because I love that. I love going with the flow and really connecting with what you're saying because I resonate with this so much. And I also know
Yes.
where people might get stuck when they're trying to get unstuck,
Yes. Oh
so.
gosh. Yeah. Now, anybody that's stuck and have really thought about it and tried to get out of it can resonate with it. Yeah. Because it's the there's ways to shift out of it, and that's like the biggest thing. And also, this is I do want to say this about being stuck. If you are stuck, I want you to be excited about being stuck. I want you to reframe being stuck, because we look at being stuck and we're like, how do I get out of this? I've been in this too long and I'm miserable and I don't know enough and I obviously can't manifest because it's not working, and you're just in this zone. And it's like, oh no, if you're stuck, that means the universe is pushing you in a better direction. That means the universe has all of these amazing opportunities before you. You just need to use the right tools to get you there. Because if you don't ever get stuck, if you're just happy and content, and how are you ever going to get the new job, meet the new person, you know, grow into something that is more exciting and more wonderful? You're not. You have to get stuck, because being stuck forces you to do something differently, and that is where the growth comes from.
100%. So beautifully said. And this is the last question I ask all the Euro Magic guests. How would you advise the Euro Magic listeners to create their own magic?
Oh my gosh, I would say that they already have it, that it's already in them, that they're already connected. I know some people say that they feel disconnected from the universe, from their angels, from their guides. They don't feel connected to magic, they don't feel connected to the energy. And I would say you cannot disconnect from it. You can only fray the cord or muddy the cord a little bit. And it's just about strengthening that. And if you can use the spiritual tools that the universe provides for us, right? All the crystals, all of it is really tools from the universe. If you can start using some of that and strengthening that connection, everything magically starts to fall into place when you can do that. But don't ever feel like you're not connected. It's just that the connection might not be as strong, and anybody has the ability to strengthen that and open up to it.
So beautifully said. I love that, because I've also gone through periods where I feel so disconnected. And I'm like, maybe this is all just bullshit, frou-frou-y. Like, what the fuck? I think we all go through periods like that. And
Oh God,
then
yeah.
something comes back. I keep seeing, certain numbers, or I get receive certain signs, and I'm like, okay, I see you. I
Yeah, the
get it.
universe draws you back in. It read, you know, it never gives up on you. Even when you've given up on yourself, the universe will never give up on you.
Yes. Oh, so beautiful. Tammy, this wisdom, this advice, this guidance was so helpful. And I think that this is exactly something that pretty much everybody can listen to, because there are certain areas in our lives that we might want to expand. And so
Yes.
thank you so much for coming
Oh,
on.
thank
I
you.
love this. I love, love, love this. So beautiful.
Thank you so much. I thank you for giving me an outlet to talk about this and get it out there. And so thank you for having me.
Oh my God, one last question that just popped to my mind.
Yes.
Your anti-aging serum.
Oh my gosh. Wait, but I use like 10 of them. But I'll tell
Same.
you, yeah, I use so many different ones. But one that I'm obsessed with right now is from, you can get it at Sephora. And I'm very into clean beauty and things that are, you know, more on the non-toxic side, just because I'm sensitive to things in addition to the toxicity. So it's by Biossance, and it's their copper peptide collagen plumping serum or whatever. I'm obsessed with
Okay.
all things copper peptides because it's supposed to produce collagen, and I'm hearing about it everywhere, and I've been using it for years and I love it.
Synchronicity. I'm dead serious.
No,
So I
don't.
have a tiny trial size of that. And I was
No.
recently digging through, it was yesterday, literally yesterday. I was digging through this bag with a bunch of old, serums and stuff, because I was throwing
Yes.
stuff out. And I saw that. I was like, why haven't I used this? And it's just teeny tiny, and there's just a little bit left. And I put it on my face yesterday. And you just have
Oh
like,
my gosh. Yes. No, that one's great. And another one I'll
oh
give you real quick is Educated Mess Vitamin C Serum is great because I have sensitive skin and it's encapsulated vitamin C. Okay, that's all.
amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you so much, Tammy. I
Okay.
hope you come back on the show sometime.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so much.
Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So, with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.